This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. So we begin our review of Masechta Yevamos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah is very clear. The Mishnah is talking about what situations one is exempt from the mitzvah of Yibum. And not only is the woman exempt from Yibum, but she even exempts her co-wife, her tzara. By the way, just as an aside, I happen to have seen right before Yom Tov from Reb Chaim Falaji that the relationship of the Ribbono Shel Olam with Klal Yisrael is the relationship of a Yavam to a Yavama. We are the Yavama, God is our Yavam, and we are waiting for God to redeem us. And that being the case, the ultimate Binyan Beis HaMikdash is analogous to the mitzvah of Yibum, which may explain why Rebbe began Seder Nashim with Yivamos, as this is the ultimate relationship that we are hoping for. Okay, Chamesh Yasui Nashim Paitroes Tzoraseyan, there are 15 women that exempt their co-wives, the Tzoras Tzoraseyan, and the co-wife of their co-wife, Mina Chalitza, from Chalitza, Umina Yibum, and from Yibum, Ad Soifa Oilam, until the end of the world, meaning forever and ever. In other words, there's no end until the injection of Isser and Erva that that these Arayos are able to exempt their co-wife and so on. Ve'elohein, these are the following 15 Arayos. Bitoi, one's daughter, Ubas Bitoi, one's daughter's daughter, Ubas Benoi, and one's son's daughter. And again, the case is very simple. Your brother married your daughter, or your daughter's daughter, or your son's daughter, and now your brother dies without children, and this woman falls to you in Yibum. Now Rashi explains this is talking about your daughter from Anusam. In other words, she's your daughter from a woman that you raped. But it's not talking about your daughter from your wife, because that's Bas Ishtoi, and that's coming up further in the Mishnah, cases 4, 5, and 6. Now the next case is Bas Ishtoi, your wife's daughter who marries your brother, Ubas Bina, or the daughter of your wife's son that marries your brother, Ubas Bita, or your wife's granddaughter that marries your brother. And now in all these cases, she falls to you in Yibum. Chamoisai, if your mother-in-law, in other words, your mother-in-law marries your brother. How's that? Rashi says, after her husband died, she married your brother. Ve'im chamoisai, or your mother-in-law's mother, your wife's grandmother, married your brother. Ve'im chamiv, or your father-in-law's mother, married your brother. And then again, your brother died without children. Achoisai mi'imai, your sister from your mother. In other words, you have a sister from your mother, and you have a brother from your father, and your sister from your mother is not related to your brother from your father, because your sister from your mother is, it's from the same mother, she's your sister, but from a different father. And your brother from your father is from a different mother. In other words, your sister from your mother is not related to your brother from your father, and your sister from your mother marries your brother from your father. The achais imoi, or your mother's sister, marries your brother from the same father. The achais ishtai, or your wife's sister, marries your brother. The eishes achiv me'imoi, and the wife of your brother from the same mother, after your brother from the mother dies or divorces her, she marries your brother from the father. The eishes achiv shaloi haya ba'ilamai. Or the wife of your brother, who is not in the same world as at the time that the first brother died. In other words, let's just get this case. Rashi says, Reuven died without children, and after Reuven died, another brother was born, and his name was Levi. And then Shimon did Yibum, and Shimon had another wife, and then Shimon died without children, and they both fall before Levi. They're both pater, because Eishes Reuven is asur to Levi, because that's Eishes Achav Shloi Haya Ba'ilamai, and the other wife is her tzara. V'kalasai, in the 15th case, is your daughter-in-law. In other words, your daughter-in-law marries your brother, let's say after your son died. So all of these 15 women, Hare Elu, Paitrois, Tzaroseyan, these all exempt their co-wives, the Tzaros, Tzaroseyan, and the co-wives of the co-wives. they will all exempt their kohais and kozos from the kohais min chalitza, both from chalitza umin ayibam ad soif olam. Okay, the kulan and all of these women imesu, if they die oimianu, or they do mion. Mion is a procedure where a woman who got married after, in other words, the halacha is a father can marry off a katana. However, if the father dies, and now she's under the domain of her mother or her brother, then midrabanan, they're allowed to marry her off. However, she has a right to annul such a marriage. So all of these women, whether they died or they annulled the marriage through a procedure called mion, oynis garshu, or they were divorced, oyshanimtsu islandus, an islandus is a woman who turns out is not capable of having children. So it's a mekachtos, she was never married to begin with. So all of these women, tsarisen mutarais, their tsarais are mutar. And then, now the mission just points out, you cannot say that the situation of mother-in-law, uveim chamoisai, or mother-in-law's mother, uveim chamiv, or father-in-law's mother, shenimtsu islandus, that they became an islandus, oisha mianu, or they performed mion. Now, why can't you say your mother-in-law or mother-in-law's mother or father-in-law's mother became an islandess or performed mion? Because obviously she's not an islandess because she had your wife. She's your mother-in-law. She obviously had children. That indicates she's not an islandess. And furthermore, if she had children, that means she is a gedoyla and she can no longer perform mion. Ketzad poichoy sarisen, what's the situation? How do they exempt their tzara? Hoysabitoy, if your daughter, oy achas mikol ha'arayas ha'elu, or any of the above mentioned arayas, nesuos le'achav, were married to your brother, v'loy isha acheres, and your brother had another wife, umes, and now your daughter, or whichever one of the arayas died, k'shem shabitoy petura, just like your daughter is pater from yibam, kach tzaras petura, so to her co-wife is pater. Halchot saras bitai, if the co-wife of your daughter went, v'nasa la'achiv hasheni, married another brother, v'lo yisha acheres, and he has another wife, umeis, and he died, k'shem shatsaras bitai petura, the same way the co-wife of your daughter is pater, kach saras sarasa petura, so too is the co-wife of the co-wife pater, afilu hein mea, and this could replay itself even 100 times. Ketzad, what is the case in Mesu that if they died, Tsarisen Mutarais, the Tsara is Mutar? So the case is, Hoysabita, Yayachis Mikal Arayas, Ho'elu, if your daughter, one of these Arayas, Nesuais La'achiv, was married to your brother, V'loi Yisha Acheres, and your brother had another wife, Mesabita, if your daughter died, Oynis Garsha, or she was divorced, V'yacher Kach Mes Achiv, and then your brother died, Tsaras Mutaras, the Tsara is Mutar. Now the Mishnah just concludes with an important halacha. V'chol hayichayla l'mayin, anyone who is able to do mion. Rashi explains the erva was a katana, and she could do mion, and she decided not to. And now your brother died, so now this woman's marriage is clearly only midrabanan. So if it's only midrabanan, she's not going to remove the zika completely, that you don't have to do chalitza to the co-wife, because she's not fully married to your brother. Her marriage is only midrabana. Now, obviously, you don't have to do yibam or chalitza to her because she's your daughter. But do you have to do yibam or chalitza to the co-wife? So you're not going to be exempt from chalitza because her marriage to your brother is only rabbinic in nature. And therefore, you'll still have a zika that you have to exempt with chalitza. But you're not going to be able to do yibam because at least that level of marriage will inject some degree of poison that you can't do yibam to the co-wife. So that's what the Mishnah says. V'chalai chay l'moin, anyone who's able to do mion v'loy miana tzarasa chay letzes v'loy misyabem. You could do chalitza to the tzara and not yibam. Okay. So the Mishnah continues. Says the Holy Mishnah. Says the Gemara. The Gemara begins. Michti. Let us see. Kulhu me'achos isha yafinan. Now this is a very important statement for the next segment of the Shir. From where do we learn that if a woman is an erva, she doesn't go to yibam? What's the makar of such a halacha? We learn it out from Achos Isha. This is going to be later on in the Gemara and Av Gimel Amud Beis. So all the arayos that they don't fall to yibam is learned out from Achos Isha. So listen to Achos Isha Bereisha. So we should teach Achos Isha first. V'chi tema, and if you're going to ask, and if you're going to say, and you're going to respond, no, we don't say Achos Isha first, because the reason of the order of the Mishnah is V'chi tema Tana Chumri Chumri Nakat. The Tana is just saying it in order of Chumra. And therefore, we begin with Bitai, which is the most Chamor, and we're going to say that's because Bitai is Sreifa. And now then, this would have to be going according to the Manda Amar, that Sreifa is the most Chamor of all the Misois. V'Reb Shimon, here this would be in accordance with Reb Shimon, the Amar Sreifa Chamura, who says Sreifa is the most Chamor. Says the Gemara, Yihachi, if so, Lisni Chamoisai Bereisha, if it's going in order of Chumra, and it picked Sreifa first, so it should pick your mother-in-law first. Because mother-in-law is the source of Sreifa by the Arayist. Iker Sreifa b'chamoisuk siva. The main Sreifa, it says, by mother-in-law. Furthermore, v'oid, basar chamoisai, after chamoisai, it should say kalosai. Why is kalosai relegated to number 15? Kalosai should be after the nine Arayos, which are Sreifa. What are the Arayos which are Sreifa? Rashi says, Bitai, Bas Bitai, all of them until Eim Chamev are Sreifa. But then should it say, Kalasai, Dabasar Sreifa, Skila Chamura. After Sreifa, Skila is the most Chamur. Now, Toisvis, the second to last Toisvis says, even if Skila was not the next more Chamur, it still wouldn't matter. Kalasai should still go next, because none of the other ones in the Mishnah have any Misas Bezdin. They're all only Kares. So the Gemara didn't really have to say that Skila is the next most Chamor. Even if it was, let's say, the least Chamor, and let's say Chenek and Hereg were more Chamor, nevertheless, it still should be next, because the other ones are just a Kares. Okay, but the Gemara is saying the truth. Skila is the next more Chamor. So the Gemara says as follows, Elabitai, but rather your daughter, Kivan Asya Midrasha, since we learn it out of a drasha, Chavivale, it is beloved. So since it's beloved, since it's derived from a drasha, therefore it picked it first. Okay, so now you see, if you know a black Gemara, you could easily chazer it in 10 minutes. So, you know, if you want to know how you learn something 10 times, 50 times, it's not so hard. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.